lights out on the hour. It is the hour of the time. Lights out for the perfume of your body, soul, and mind.
Well, so much for that. We don't have our new CD player yet, and the old one's dead. I was hoping we'd get by with it tonight, but it doesn't look like we're going to. I'll still try. We've still got some music lined up. We'll see what happens. Maybe it will work, maybe it won't. The new one is on order, and it's on the way. That's all I can tell you. When it's going to get here is anybody's guess, but it's a good one. It's the best one we've ever ordered so far, and might last 5 days longer than the other ones did, I hope. Well, for those of you who've been paying attention, our website is back up at williamcooper.net. We're working on the audio files now. The news section, Veritas News Service, has not been updated. We're trying to get the audio files back up. That's very important to a lot of people. And tomorrow I will be working on the news stories to get them updated. In the meantime, we've got a lot to talk about tonight. Tomorrow there's there's two primaries being held, one here in Arizona. A lot of people are making them fools of themselves over that one. They think that because Senator John McCain is from Arizona that they're supposed to vote for him. It's like high school. Remember, I told you a million times, folks, that if you really want to understand adult society, go study society in any high school. It's the same. It doesn't change a bit. They just take it from high school out into the world. And they build it out there. And it's really pretty silly. And there's a primary being held in the state of Michigan tomorrow also. Tonight, there's debates going on between Al Gore and Bradley. And the upset in South Carolina was welcome and predictable. Very predictable. I told you that conservatives would not vote for John McCain. He's a closet socialist. I don't know why he gets votes in Arizona. It's a very conservative state, but he does. And I think it's a lot of it is from his sympathy because he was a POW and some misguided concept that somehow equates to hero, which it does not. When I was in the military, the goal was not to get captured. The goal was not to get shot down. The goal was not to get wounded. The goal was to win. And all of those things are not winning. Now, that's not to say that you can't have some heroes in the face of defeat. You can. Some men have performed unbelievable heroic deeds in the face of a losing battle. But nevertheless, John McCain is not guilty of heroism. And George Bush is a reflection of his father. His father was the first American president to mention the words New World Order. Not only did he mention those words, but he said the goal. The fifth goal, as a matter of fact, of the war in the Middle East called Desert Storm was a new world order. Translate world government. He's a bonesman, just like his father. Skull and Bones, Russell Trust, Yale, Secret Society, Knights Templars. extension of the Cecil Rhodes Anglophile network to take over the world. None of these guys are talking about any of the issues that are really important to all of us. Not one of them in the front. I'm talking about Bush and McCain and Gore and Bradley. None of them. Are talking about the things that any of us are really seriously worried about. But somebody is. Who is that somebody? And should we listen?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag is a pledge to the ideals of our forefathers, the men who fought and died in the building of this great nation. It's a pledge to fulfill our duties and obligations as citizens of the United States and to uphold the principles of our Constitution. And last but not least, it's a pledge to maintain the four great freedoms cherished by all Americans. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom from want, and freedom from fear.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for
all. You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper, and tonight we're talking about the primaries. Something is going on that is extremely irritating and very revealing, and that all of the conservatives in this country, people who profess to be for the Constitution, for constitutional Republican government, people who profess to want to preserve the founding principles and ideals which made this the greatest nation in the history of the world, people who profess to revere the family, people who profess that religion and morals are important in their life, people who see the destruction of the minds of our children and the socialist dumbing down education system that started when the federal government began poking their fingers and their nose into it and funding education, when the NEA became so strong that it forced schools to hire their socialist, Marxist educated teachers in order to further the agenda of the destruction of this nation. People who profess all of these things, but they're a bunch of lying, stinking hypocrites. And yeah, I'm talking to most of you in my audience, unfortunately. You see, because most of you are going to vote for Bush or McCain or Gore or the other dude. And none of those people are addressing the issues that are so dear to us, that we care about, that we scream and holler about, that we jump up and down about on one leg, that we beat our head against the wall over. None of those people are addressing the corruption, the destruction of moral leadership in this country. In fact, destruction, my butt, it's the total absence of moral leadership. Everybody in Washington, D.C. has turned out to be a liar. Not just a liar, but despicable, chronic, stinking, rotten liars. You can smell them so far away, it's pathetic. It's like a corpse that's been rotting in the sun for 2 months. Most of you don't know what that smells like, but I do. And I'm going to tell you right now, you don't want to smell it, but I smell it coming out of Washington, D.C. every single day. And unfortunately, from our state capitals and state legislatures as well. You see, if everybody really believed all of this stuff that they're spouting all the time, they wouldn't give a damn about John McCain or George Bush or Al Gore. Walk like me. Every time I look at that guy, it reminds me of some horror movie. You know, the guy that goes out at night to dig up the corpse? If that's not Al Gore, I don't know who it is. And who's the other guy? Basketball star. What the hell has he ever done? Didn't any of you guys ever even think about him until he announced he was running for election? No, not on your life. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. I don't recognize all of those things anyway. They're just other ways to divide us and screw us up. We're either Americans or we're not. If we're Americans, we understand, we know the history of this country. We know what it's done for the world. We know what it's done for black people. We know what it's done. We know that it created the greatest nation in the history of the entire world. We know that until the time that this nation was founded, no man ever stood free, ever, anywhere on the face of this earth, ever in history. We know that. We know that despite all the bullshit that's being touted and lies that are being spouted and the misinformation that's running around about the racial issue, it was the United States of America that finally put an end to that terrible condition. This nation has always had the greatest promise of any nation or any people that's ever existed. When I say people, I'm talking human race, because that's the only race that I recognize. But you see, race plays a role in all of this. And I'll tell you why. Because if you really meant and listen to me, you great mass of sheeple bigots. And I hope it makes you mad, because you need to hear this. If you really meant what you said, if you really believe what you profess that you believe, you wouldn't give a damn for John McCain, George Bush, Al Gore, or the basketball dude. You'd be carrying Allen keys around on your shoulders forever. But you see, you don't mean it. It's lip service. It's just another passel of bullshit. Alan Keyes is the only one talking about the issues that all of you claim that you're so concerned about. He's the only one who's talking constitutional Republican government. He's the only one talking freedom. He's the only one talking putting the education system back in the hands of the people in whose district that school belongs. He's the only one talking about educating the children. He's the only one telling the truth. He's the only one that dares mention the word socialism and mentions that it's no good for America or Americans. The rest of them wouldn't touch that word with a 10-foot pole because they know it'll cost them the election. You know, I'm pretty upset over this. I am pretty upset over it. I'm passionate about what I believe in. I believe racism is the greatest plague that has ever infected humanity. And unless we can conquer it, we're doomed. And yeah, I'm talking to you black folks too. And you Oriental folks. And you Native Americans. I'm sick and tired of hearing all of you bitch and gripe about discrimination and then watch you do the same damn thing. I'm sick and tired of you looking for somebody who's not of your own race, who's not racist, and then dare to call me a honky or a cracker. You perpetuate, just like the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, you perpetuate exactly what you pretend to try to eliminate. You make it worse. You create backlashes, which creates racism where it never existed before. I'm sick to death of these white supremacists who claim to be freedom-loving Americans who revere Adolf Hitler, practice a religion that is Jewish in origin, and claim to hate Jews, and congregate together and live in communism. Who the hell do you think you're fooling? And then you bitch and complain that the white race is being diluted because you're being forced to marry other races against your will, and the white race is going to die out. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. If you really believed it, you'd be looking around for blonde-haired, blue-eyed women, and you'd be marrying them just as fast as you could, and you'd be pumping out children like popcorn at a theater. But you're not doing that either. You know something? I look at the human race today, ladies and gentlemen, and you know what I see? I see the same human race that started over 4,000 years ago and claims to be evolving to some higher state. I go to places like Sedona and I hear all these people talking about the sixth root race is going to emerge as the perfect race. And anyone who can't make this evolutionary shift in their collective consciousness is just not going to be allowed to live. Now, who the hell do they think they're kidding? That's fantasy land. Hey, you don't have to go to California to go to Disneyland, folks. All you got to do is just skip right on over to Sedona. These people never grew up. They're still 5 years old playing in the backyard. What the hell is wrong with you? If you're Americans and you care about America, get behind Alan Keyes. Vote for him. And it doesn't matter if your vote counts or not. You know what matters? Is you're doing the right thing. You know what matters? You know what really matters? He's the only choice there that you can vote for. And if you don't vote for him, it can only be because he's black. And if that's the reason, you're no friend of mine. You're just another part of the plague on the human race. You're just another scum-sucking, puke-faced, parasite bigot. In America, there's only one thing that we should care about. Only one thing in this entire world, and that's freedom. Freedom. And you can't have freedom unless you're willing to give it to everybody else. If you take freedom away from your neighbor, you have taken it away from yourself. If you take free speech away from your neighbor, you have taken free speech away from yourself. If you say it's okay to bust down your neighbor's door in the middle of the night without a warrant, confiscate his property, you're saying that it's okay to do it to you too. I don't know you anymore. I don't know you anymore. When I started out on this crusade, I thought I understood who the American people were. I don't know you anymore. I don't know who you are. I know what you say, but I watch what you do. It has nothing to do with what you say. And I learned a long time ago that what people say and what they actually really mean and believe in their hearts are two different things. And so I stopped listening to people a long time ago. I watch what they do. I watch what you do. I watched in one of the most conservative states in this nation, South Carolina. I watched all the Democrats, mostly blacks, rush to the polls to vote for a man whom they don't want to be president in a million years, just hoping that John McCain would garner the Republican nomination so that Al Gore could just kick his butt right into the ground. That's why they did it. There was a black man running. Black people have been complaining for years and years and years that they haven't got a chance to get a black man in the White House. They got a chance now, and who did they vote for? John McCain. They don't like John McCain. They don't want John McCain to be president. And in the presidential election, they'll vote Democrat. Liars, hypocrites, racists, all of them. I watched the other people in that state, Native Americans, white people, conservative blacks, Orientals, flock to the polls to vote for Bush. Bush. George Bush Jr. Who is no more or less than a reflection of his father. Intelligence community all his life started the first large-scale drug smuggling operations into this country to pay for the black projects that Congress would not fund, to help fund the movement into the New World Order. You want to elect this guy who's mouthing around all of the issues that you claim to care so much about? One of the most conservative states in this country, one of the most freedom-loving states in this country, one of the states that has furnished probably more of their sons and daughters as cannon fodder in this nation's battles and wars. And you have a man there who is talking the talk and walking the walk and saying all of the things that we've yearned to hear for years and 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 years. And you didn't vote for him. Who are you? I don't know you. I don't know you. I don't know you. You don't really care about the things you profess to care about. None of you do. I guess that's a little unfair. At least 1% of you do. Because that's about the votes that Alan Keyes is getting. Alan Keyes should be winning. We should be carrying Alan Keyes around on our shoulders. Alan Keyes has balls. Alan Keyes has won every single debate. The press has acknowledged it. They have said it after every debate he's participated in, that he's the one that made the debate. He's the one that scored the points. He's the one that had the guts to talk about the real issues. He's the one that made the rest of them look like dummies. And guess who you vote for? I don't know you. I don't know you. Tonight, I'm going to tell you right now, just for the plain fact that the man is telling the truth, he's the only one telling the truth, he's got the guts to stand up and tell the truth, he's championing our cause, tonight, and you're hearing it on this broadcast, I firmly, 100%, with no reservations whatsoever, support, back, recommend, and endorse Alan Keyes for President of the United States of America. And because I am who I am, that's liable to hurt him more than anything else in the world. But nevertheless, I have no other choice. And I know how the system works. And I know the popular vote does not elect the president. But a vote for Alan Keyes sends a clear message to everybody. Wouldn't that be something if Alan Keyes won the Michigan election tomorrow? Wouldn't it be something if he just got 20% of the vote? Because I'm telling you, if that were to happen, he would be a serious contender. And George Bush would start looking over his shoulder. But you know what? There's a lot of racists up there in Michigan that aren't going to vote for Alan Keyes no matter what he says just because he's black. And there's a lot of black people who are the biggest pack of hypocritical racist liars that you ever saw in your entire life. They have a black man running for president who's running for freedom for all people, to end racism, to do the right thing. And they're not going to vote for him either. Haven't you wondered? What the hell's going on here? All these black people are just in such a big hurry to vote for Al Gore. You know why? Because they really don't care about freedom. They don't give a damn. You see, they want to milk this racist crap for all that they can get. And they can't suck the tit of the federal government if Alan Keyes gets in the White House. They sure can if Al Gore gets in there, though. Just like they've been doing for the last 8 years with old communist Bill Clinton and his rabid Marxist wife, who's now running for the United States Senate in a state she's never even lived in. And those people up there are going to vote for her. Now, if you really sit down and examine all this with a sane mind, if you have a sane mind, if you have the power of reasoning, and if you can think, then you'll know absolutely why me and many others absolutely without any shadow of a doubt know there's going to be a civil war in this country. You can bet your ass on it. And the biggest reason of all that comes into my mind when I sit and evaluate all of this stuff is there's going to be a civil war in this country because most Americans are stupid, selfish, racist, bigoted, mean, cruel, you name it. You name it. I've been fighting for a good portion of my life to just get rid of all of that stuff. I've been telling people for years, the one uniting common bond that exists amongst all Americans is freedom. Freedom. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you do. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what race you are. I don't care where your ancestors came from or even when they came. If you don't understand that principle, if you don't understand that the most important item upon the agenda of Americans is freedom, then you're never going to have it again. You're going to continue to lose it until it's all gone and you'll never ever get it back. Never. And because of that, you will not be able to do or be a part of our worship at the altar of all the things that have been the most important agendas in your life. If you're happy being whatever religion you are, be happy at it. Go worship at that religion. Let everybody else alone. But you see, your agenda is not to be happy worshiping your religion. Your agenda is to force everybody else to worship your religion, whatever it is. And if you're an atheist, your agenda is not to be happy being an atheist and be happy that you're living in a country where you can be an atheist. Nope. Nope. You've got to destroy religion for everybody else because you don't like religion. You know, I'm just sick and tired of all of this stuff. It just makes me absolutely ill. Let's go to the phones and see what you guys have to say about it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, this is John from Pennsylvania.
Yes.
I was wondering, do you know of any truth to the story that McCain was collaborating with the...
Absolutely he was. I was alive then. I saw it on television. I knew his father. His father was embarrassed. His father was terribly hurt by it. Yes.
He was treated like a king over there.
He wasn't treated like a king, but he had medical treatment in a real hospital. No other prisoner of war even had medical treatment. Period. Anywhere. He was on television. He accused the United States Navy and the United States of America of terrible war crimes, murdering the North Vietnamese civilians. He gave them every bit of information he knew about the USS Oriskany and about our air combat operations from aircraft carriers in the Gulf of Tonkin and over North and South Vietnam. Yes, he damn sure did. Every single medal that he has was given to him automatically every year while he was a prisoner of war. All of them.
What was his father's? Was his father in the military?
His father was an admiral. His father, at the time that I knew him, was the commander-in-chief of all United States military forces in the Pacific, including Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines.
His father
was a great man, one of the greatest admirals who's ever lived.
How did he get involved with Keating?
Oh, that's another thing. He was involved in this savings and loan crooked scam. Keating went to prison. McCain didn't. You know why McCain didn't? Because he's the darling of the Arizona political machine. He was a POW, and that scores political points.
That was quite a scandal. That was an awful.
Yeah, you need to talk a lot louder. I can barely hear you, and if I can barely hear you, I know nobody out there can hear you at all.
I know that cost the taxpayers a lot of money to buy out the Keating savings and loan
sure it did.
Scandal there.
Yeah. McCain was right in the middle of it.
Yeah, he seems to be an officer with Keating in some way in his...
Well, go back. It's all been investigated. It's all there. You can do a search on the internet and pick it all up. Of course, McCain doesn't want you to do that.
Yeah. It'd be nice to see some footage from the Vietnam era with McCain in it.
Well, there's lots of footage. He was on television. The North Vietnamese put him on television. He signed confessions. He gave them all the information that he had. It's no secret.
Right. But nobody wants to talk about that.
Nobody wants to talk. Not only that, but he was brainwashed and tortured for 5 years by expert Russian and communist Chinese brainwashing experts who came from communist China and Russia just to do that.
Do you think he might be an agent for the Chinese?
I have no idea. But anybody who's been tortured and brainwashed and went over to their side and signed confessions and went on television and said terrible, despicable things about the United States of America and the United States Navy doesn't belong as a dog catcher.
Yeah, that's just, and especially president.
Or even the United States Senate.
Yeah.
Not even dog catcher. He does not belong in the public trust. There's nothing heroic about being a prisoner of war.
No.
You go to prison and you survive. And you survive by doing what you're told.
Yeah, I wouldn't like to judge somebody because I was never in that situation. I don't know how I would act.
I'll tell you exactly how you would act. If you're tortured, you're going to tell them what they want to hear. And there's nobody who didn't. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. But he seemed to really cooperate with him.
Yes, much more than anybody else.
Yeah, he must have had a lot of good information.
Doesn't matter whether he did or not. They singled him out because his father was the commander-in-chief of all the United States military forces in the Pacific.
Oh, okay. All right, so he was almost a hostage.
He was a prisoner of war.
Yeah.
He was a tool in the hands of the enemy. He made it easy for them to use him as a tool against his father, against this country, and against the Navy. And I know this is making a lot of you angry, but it's the truth. And if you don't like the truth, turn off your radio, go to bed, pull the covers up over your head, and stay there, because this is a scary world.
Well, I've heard this before, but people just...
Hey, don't believe me. Go look up the facts.
Yeah.
Go look it up.
Yeah.
It's not hidden at all. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you, Michael.
520-333-4578 is the number. I want all of you to go out there tomorrow and vote for Keyes. Vote for Alan Keyes. Do the right thing. Doesn't matter if you think he's going to win. Doesn't matter if he's black and you don't like blacks. What matters is freedom. What matters is the truth. What matters is morals and ethics. What matters is putting the brains back in the heads of our children. He's the only one talking about these things. What matters is that we restore constitutional Republican government. He's the only one who's even mentioned those terms. I'm not kidding, folks, when I say I don't know you anymore, I don't know you anymore. I don't know you anymore. Good evening, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Bill. May I give Alan Keyes' 800 number and website?
Give it.
All right, his 800 number is 1-800-DR-KEYES, that's K-E-Y-E-S. It's 1-800-375-3937. And his website is at www.KEYES2000.org.
You want to give those again one more time?
Sure enough.
And talk louder. Come on, guys.
Oh, okay.
Open up your throat and talk.
Open up my throat. Okay. The toll-free number is 1-800-375-3937. And the website is www.keys2000.org.
Okay, one more time.
1-800-375-3937. And the website, again, is www.keys2000.org.
Okay.
And, Bill, I don't think your endorsement can hurt him any more than what the major media is doing to him. They're totally ignoring him. And if your endorsement makes the media pay attention to that, then it's got to be good. You know?
Well, I wasn't going to do this.
I know, and
it was for two reasons. One is, during the last election, he said that he supported the United Nations. Well, this time he's come out and dead against the United Nations, and he's either deceiving us or he's learned his lesson. But either way, he's the only one talking my talk. He's the only one talking your talk.
Yes,
he's the only one talking our talk. And the other reason was, if I gave him an endorsement, being who I am, it might hurt him. But nothing can hurt him right now. It can only help him. And if I can make you guys, all of you out there, reevaluate what in the hell you're doing, maybe, just maybe, we can do something about this. And if he gets in the White House and it turns out that he is just another in a long line of betrayals, well, I've already told you, there's going to be a civil war, and we'll have our chance to rectify that, won't we?
Yes, I really don't.
And there is no, you know, if Bush gets in, the war's going to come sooner.
Yeah.
And if Gore gets in, it's going to come even sooner than that. So what in the hell have we got wrong going with a man like Keyes who's telling us that he supports all of our causes?
Well, you know, when you do happen to see him, you know, on the cable, you know, I see people ask him questions that, you know, it just, well, Bush wouldn't answer. There was a black woman asked him about the Confederate flag.
Yeah.
In South Carolina.
I saw that,
and
too.
And the man answered the question.
He sure did. He didn't waffle at all. He answered it. He told the truth. And he was absolutely in line with the hearts of both sides of the issues. But he said it like it was. Anything that causes such a division among the people of that state has to come down.
Yes. But he understood the, you know, how the Confederate veterans, the families of them.
Absolutely. Felt, sure.
You know, in their fight.
Yeah. But the Civil War's over. And they can have a Confederate flag at home. They can put it on their mantle. They can hang it on the wall. I love that flag. As a matter of fact, I had ancestors who fought in that war. It's more, it had nothing to do with slavery to begin with. But if it divides a people, it cannot be allowed to continue to divide this nation. It's got to stop.
Do you have any campaign literature for Keith?
I got campaign literature for everybody.
Oh, okay.
Everybody in the world sends me everything they've got, every election.
Well, then I won't send you anything. But yeah, that's what I'm doing here is mailing stuff out and phone calling and everything else. And, you know, you go to the Internet and these chat rooms and message boards and these Internet polls. He's winning all these things. And all the talk is that he's
the best candidate. But they're not voting for him because he's black. And they're all talking around that. They never mention the fact that he's black. Nobody does. You know why? Because then they'd be confronted with their own racism.
Is it that, Bill, or is it the computerized voting?
No, it's exactly that. It's exactly that. It is exactly that. That's exactly what's happening here.
They
all admit that he's winning. They all admit that they like what he says more than anybody else, then they go vote for Bush or McCain.
I just have a big fear of computer voting. I don't.
Well, you should.
You know,
but that's not what's happening in these primaries. The only place that the computer voting that the vote was rigged so far in these primaries was the very first primary. You remember where that was?
I'm not New Hampshire.
Iowa.
Iowa, yes.
That was a rigged. That was rigged. And it's been rigged every election so far. I mean, we still don't have a vote count from there. Only percentages. Did you ever notice that?
Uh-huh.
You never will have a final vote count.
According to the major media, he's been going down since there. I watched the...
Don't pay any attention to the polls. If the polls were right, if the polls had any accuracy whatsoever, McCain would have won in South Carolina.
Well, he's the guy...
Bush beat him by 100,000 votes.
I've talked to people in the Keyes campaign that say he's sticking with this because he doesn't believe the polls either.
He shouldn't believe the polls. Nobody should believe the polls. The polls exist to create public opinion, not to reflect it. Got to let you go.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
My God, folks, how could you possibly believe the polls? I mean, they tell you beforehand. 1,050 Americans were randomly sampled, and according to them, John McCain will win in South Carolina. 1,050 Americans are going to speak for 275 million Americans? I don't think so. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hello, Bill. I'm calling from Michigan. I'll be voting for Keyes tomorrow.
Good. Get out there and get other people to vote for Keyes.
Yeah.
Get out there and argue in their face. Pull them down to the polls. Send a message.
Yeah.
So what if Keyes doesn't make the White House? Send a message to these puke-faced bastards and tell them we're sick of the crap.
Yeah, Michigan could have been a state to put Keyes on the map. But
And if you think that wouldn't shake up the establishment to put a black man in the White House, oh boy, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, we drove an hour yesterday to go up and see him in Livonia, and it was worth the trip. And
good.
He's the real thing. I mean, just totally.
Oh, I know that.
Anybody out there listening is thinking that maybe it's too far to drive a couple hours to see him, they're wrong. It's really worth the trip to see him in person.
Go vote for him, then go see him.
Yeah.
Go vote for him, then go see him. Send a message. Tell the establishment communist bastards in Washington, D.C. that we're sick of this crap.
Yeah.
Screw Bush, screw McCain, screw Gore, screw all of them. You know, toss them off the cliff. I mean, stop this crap. These people don't represent us. They don't care about us. They're not even talking about anything that we even care about.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and when the audience asks the questions, that's when it gets good. That's when it really
You better
gets
believe it.
Yeah. But
Keyes has won every debate?
Yeah.
And who's everybody voting for?
I don't think they're voting for...
This is sickening.
In South Carolina, there wasn't so many people. The people who voted for Bush were voting against McCain, and the people voting for McCain were voting against Bush.
Don't you believe that crap. Don't you believe that crap.
Yeah.
Democrats were voting for McCain. Conservatives voted for Bush.
No,
a few people who really understand what this is all about voted for Keyes. Not very many.
Yuppies voting for McCain and kids that McCain's managed to scare about Social Security.
Yeah, you know what those people are? They're all anti-gun. Most of them are Democrats. They're not going to vote for a Republican in the election.
Yeah. We got a lot.
Then you got these clowns playing around with this United We Stand, what is it, Reform Party?
Right.
What, you know, is everybody in this country lost their mind?
I think so.
I mean, do they really believe that Pat Buchanan has a chance in hell of becoming president? They really believe that Charles Collins has a prayer?
Yeah.
What are they doing? Jeez.
Well, Michigan's got a lot of old labor Democrats that are pro-gun. And
Michigan also has a lot of reformed communists, too.
Yeah.
Or they say they're reformed, anyway.
Nobody's reached them here.
And Michigan was the home of the largest proportion or percentage of the Communist Party that ever existed in the United States of America. Did you know that?
Over by Benton Harbor, somewhere around, that coast.
It's all over. Go to any used bookstore in Michigan, and you'll find more communist literature than you will in any six other states combined in the whole country.
Yeah, I'll check that out.
Yeah, go do it.
Yeah.
I gotta let you go.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
520-333-4578 is the number. Get your heads together, folks. Come on. put your brains back in there, even if you got to take a cue stick and spend all night stuffing them back through your ear. You know, get some semblance of some kind of reasonableness about you. Yeah, it just reminds me of high school again. Everybody had to vote for the most popular kid. Why? Because if they voted for the most popular kid, they could say they were his friend and they were part of the popular gang. Oh, gag me. Oh, my God. That's when we need Frank Zappa to write another song. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. It's Scott from New York.
Hi, Scott from New York.
I was just thumbing through the Constitution here. Ah, there it is. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort.
That's right.
I was just made aware that here in New York, at the New York Stock Exchange, the behemoth international financial company Goldman Sachs is about to sponsor the launching of a $5 billion initial public offering that's going to help a state-owned communist Chinese oil company called PetroChina.
Yeah, and these fools in America will just buy up that stock like crazy.
And, Bill, it's just, I mean, it's incredible. You know, we're talking about shifting loyalties and shifting ideologies.
It's more than incredible. It's like there's, you know, remember that big sucking sound that Ross Perot was always talking about?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, it's, I mean, the
it this, sucked everybody's brains out!
The implications. This means that when the communist Chinese look at their treasury and have to allocate resources to various enterprises that they would like to undertake, but also know they need to undertake to keep the iron fist on their populace, they're going to be able to say, well, gee, isn't this great? We'll get $5 billion.
We'll get these fools over here to fund our war against freedom.
It's amazing, Bill.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to know anything more.
Right in line
with McCain.
No, it's okay, Crusher. It's Crusher, it's all right. Come on. Come here, buddy.
The specter of John McCain, who got an education while he was in Hanoi from Chinese psychological warfare operatives, as well as Russians, you say. I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, yes.
But the...
Yeah, the Soviet Union sent Russian brainwashing specialists to North Vietnam, and so did Communist China,
right,
to deal with our prisoners and pump them for information. And being on the briefing team of the Commander-in-Chief of the Pacific Fleet, and having attended briefings at SyncPAC, and having heard the senior officers all around me talking about what the prisoners had gone through and what they had revealed and the confessions that they'd signed, and you can't blame these POWs because nobody can withstand torture over a prolonged period of time. Nobody can do that.
Yeah, he should have come back to the United States and taken up a job in the private sector and...
Yes.
Frequented veteran halls and spoke about his experience.
Yes, but look what else he did. He has been against veterans affairs. He has been against finding the truth out about POWs.
Absolutely.
That still may be in Southeast Asia. He has voted against the things that veterans have just always thought that he would support.
And he calls people who are concerned about those issues with a vicious fringe. They're a fringe veterans group.
Yeah. Now, who does that sound like?
Yeah, well, he's on the fringe.
Doesn't that sound like the ADL and Morris Dees and Bill Clinton and Al Gore?
And
you study McCain's history in the Senate, he's voted socialist all the way.
Absolutely.
He's voted New World Order all the way. He wants to go out and change the governments of countries whose government he doesn't agree with so that they'll be in line with the New World Order.
So what we're facing is...
Civil war. Just as clear cut, I mean, I... and I'm not saying that because I want it. I'm saying it because I fought even considering that idea for years, and now I know it's a certainty.
Right, so we can picture what's going to happen. We're going to have these sorts of things increase. the 10% of the populace who realizes these things are happening are going to become more and more restive. We'll have more incidents like people going to the streets in Seattle, but instead of just pepper spray, we can look forward to a future with APCs shutting down large boulevards and
people getting shot
to the point of people getting shot.
Yeah, and when that happens, then I'm sorry, but you know, it's all going to come down.
Well, I'd say we need to bring it on in a sense of going to the street and defying them to take a shot. Because things are drifting, it seems like it needs to go up pretty soon.
Well, you know, let's give Keyes a shot. If he turns out to be another despicable traitor, then, you know, that's reason enough as far as I'm concerned.
Did you hear him say...
Let's go, we're out of time.
Oh, sorry.
That's it, folks. Get up tomorrow morning. Get everybody you know, all your friends, all your family. Go out with signs. Round people up. Make them go down and register and vote. Make them. You vote. Everybody vote for Alan Keyes. This is your last chance. This is your, literally, it's your last chance, folks. I'm not kidding you. This is it. And don't even kid yourself that this is some kind of a free election. We didn't pick any of these candidates. None of them. None of them. Abe Lincoln did not walk out of the woods and we didn't choose him. Nope. A black man walked out of the woods and we got a chance to choose him. Have you got the guts to do it? Have you got the brains to do it? Can you put the old battles of the past aside and do the right thing? Even if he turns out to be another scum-sucking, lying traitor, he's better than Bush or Gore ever will be. And a damn sight better than McCain, who's probably one of the most dangerous men who's ever walked on the face of this earth. And you want to see tyranny, you just let McCain even get near the White House. Just let him even smell the Oval Office, and you're going to see tyranny. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie Poo and Allison. I love you.
Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that fight to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You never voted in your life. Get up tomorrow and go vote. Vote for Alan Keyes. Put a black man in the White House and get rid of all these shades of gray. Get rid of them. Make right right again and wrong wrong again. Do the right thing for once in your life.
From Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand.
Now you know. By President Clinton called me the most dangerous radio host in America.
there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to The Hour of the Time with yours truly, William Cooper, on 101.1 FM Eager.